Hi guys, this is Jason here from Nathaniel School of Music. In this tutorial, we are going to look at a fusion scale used a lot in India, and we are going to do this as an exercise. First, we'll start off as a simple finger exercise for piano players, and then we are going to get into some improvisation, some ear training, and then we are going to also play a few licks which I've composed over it. And I'm calling this entire series a fusion tutorial, so that could mean it involves some lessons which are quite Indian in sound. If you take this scale, for example, which I played in the beginning, it's quite a Indian sounding scale, right? Now, I'm not going to talk about the theory or the names of this stuff or anything like that. We're going to get straight into the lesson. So the intervals used, I'm going to take the key of D. We're on the key of D, so not really D major. And it goes root, major third, perfect fourth, perfect fifth, and the dominant seventh. So that's root, major third, perfect fourth, perfect fifth, flat seven. So I'm going to explain you the notes in the key of D, and I'll just play it and then talk. D, F sharp, G, A, C. Could remember these notes. You could also remember their intervals, because throughout this lesson we are going to transpose it on not one scale. Most of the videos we learn, people will talk about it, even I just talk about it on one scale and then kind of leave it hanging. We're going to do all scales in this lesson. Okay, so stay tuned, get your keyboards out, and let's first write the scale down. The scale is root, major third, perfect fourth, perfect fifth, flat seven. Coming down. First we do it ascending and descending. Sa ga ma pa ni pa ma ga sa ga ma pa. Okay. And speed it up slightly if you like semi quavers. That's the drill. Now, each scale or each key has its own mechanical issues about it, right? So, or uniqueness. So, if you take D, these three fingers are clustered. Okay, but the root and the seventh flat, I think, will be very easy to play. Just the middle three notes you have to sort out. So, get this going. Now, if you're not familiar with playing this with both hands, you can go with one hand. Just that. There we go. Bring in the left. Hold the pedal, that's fun. You don't want to hit a wrong note. Another wrong note, so please hit the right notes. There we go. Now, along with the D, let's try and figure this same drill out on multiple keys. Let's start with the key of C. Let's finish all our white or natural scales, then we'll move into the black scale. So for C, sa ga ma pa. Now ni. Now look at the right hand. Right hand is a bit easy because the pinky kind of just curves out a bit. So just remember to kind of use your wrist. This requires a lot of wrist motion to latch on to the pinky on the B flat. And then you could kind of circle your wrist as well. So you didn't have this concern with D. But here you have a concern because the pinky finger has to go to the black note, which is not tricky. It just needs your hand to do a different action. Okay, that's the drill on C. Now when you're doing this in the left hand, the problem here is we don't want your elbow to keep, you know, getting clustered like that, almost eating into the stomach. You know, you don't want to push it inside. So to avoid that, I just move my hand up and get this sort of motion when I'm whacking the right left hand thumb. So, right? You see the mechanics of both hands is slightly different, right? For D, we didn't really bother about all that much. With D, there was more like a collision between these notes. So, every scale will give you a different challenge. See? That has to happen. Okay, D we already learnt. Now, what's the next note? E. Now with E, almost carbon copy of D. E, G sharp, A, B, D. And if you read sheet music, we've notated all the 12 scales for you. So you can check it out, download a copy, and it'll also give you the sheet music of the next part, which we are also planning to do, which include my own transcriptions and other things which you're going to enjoy for sure. So for E, almost like D. Now coming to F. Almost like C. You don't have that pinky issue in the right hand. Little bit. For C, it's a bit more of a jerk. For F, slightly easier on F, if you ask me. For the left hand F, you need to slide in. Like that. We have C, slide in, F slide in, just trying to compare scales. D and E are carbon copies, maybe one more along the way, E. Now let's do G. G, we are quite lucky, all the white notes. Doing that also for some reason. Now A, carbon copy of E. So D fingering, E fingering, and A fingering are carbon copies. A. Now for B, slightly tricky. In the left, what I do, need to do some wrist movement. Don't overdo your elbow. Don't jerk the elbow. Little bit of a wrist movement. Pinky and this ring will be very weirdly there. You have to deal with that. Right? There we go. Right is actually very easy. Left is the tricky one. That's B. So we have C. Now D. E. F. E flat, watch that. G. Only white notes. A, quite easy. B. Little bit of a wrist movement. So now coming to the black scales. So let me show you D flat. A bit congested here, but you'll have to kind of deal with the lack of space, I guess. You could even keep your hand out and then bring it in just for the thumb. For the right, left, it's actually very easy. As long as you bend, curve your wrist out. So, or the challenge is We need to use all our five fingers to play this exercise. Okay, that's D flat or C sharp. Now E flat. Again, a bit congested, but super easy for the right hand. Left hand, little bit of juggling. Because the pinky and the thumb are on black notes. Can't really help that. That's why I chose this scale, because it repositions your fingers with each key. With F sharp. Quite easy actually, F sharp. It's a bit more freer. Right hand is easy for pretty much all the black scales. Left hand. Again, do that angle thing. Let's do that together. Now, A flat. Let's play that a bit low. Just watch your ring in the left. Again, quite easy in the right. Left. Last scale, B flat. The B's and the B flats just get your body to kind of move or sway in a weird way. So, because of the motion of the fingers. Okay, guys, so we've done C, D. We've done all the 12 keys with this, what I'm calling fusion finger exercise. It's a scale. It's a pentatonic, Indian pentatonic scale. Five notes. That's what the word penta means. And before I leave you in this part, I just wanted to mention, when you practice, try to make it a bit musical. So if you do this, you can imagine like a drum groove. And wherever the snares are hitting, you could kind of accent it harder. Or maybe you want to just strengthen the weak finger, maybe the ring. Ring, then the ring gets strong, or maybe this ring. That's just something you can do. Volume adjustments of the notes will really help go a long way. Let's now move on to part two, where I'm going to talk to you about improvisation and how we can just try and organically fool around with the right hand while keeping the left hand absolutely straightforward. And it's going to be a great way to develop your hand independence. Stay tuned to part two. Practice part one really well on all the 12 scales. Think about getting yourself a copy of the notation and notes on Patreon. And do give the video a like, a share, leave us a comment, what you thought about the lesson. And let's move forward now. Cheers.